Ryan Seacrest here. So every great barbecue takes a little patience. And while the food does its thing, you can enjoy a little Chumba Casino. The perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions has begun. I am Gabriel Morenci, and I'm on the grid, and so is the raging redhead, Cam Stewart. Let's do this thing. We've got a ton of games to get to, picks, props, and everything else in between. NBA basketball, college basketball, NHL hockey. We'll talk some NFL football, blockbuster trades set to break. We've got the National Football League draft now 75 days away, Cam. Football is a 365 operation, and so is Sports Grid. What's going on, Cam?
Yeah, what's happening, Morenci? You said it, man. Busy night tonight, even with the cancellation of a couple games with COVID. We got a huge NBA slate. And I'll tell you, basketball was great last night. It was the best sport that we had. Nailed a lot of underdogs, including Washington outright last night. Let's do the same. And I got some hockey thoughts as well tonight. A little bit of trickier board, but I'm sure we'll have lots of picks.
Yeah, we both had a good night last night with our picks. And I was thinking, I was going to say, well, we'll try to do it again. But really, it's out of our hands. We make the picks. They either put the puck in the net or they don't. They either put the ball in the basket or they don't. Right?
Correct.
Like, it doesn't make you worse or better of a handicapper almost. You know, what happens on a nightly basis. It's all about the big picture, right? But coming off the Super Bowl loss, it was nice to get back on track. It was nice to start off of the week. Both me and Cam crushed the NBA last night. It was one of those nights, Cam, where we were up early and everything actually fell into place in the end. You know what I mean? It was almost too good to be true. It's like, oh, man, this team's doing good. They're playing well. They're doing good. That game's going over. Everything was looking good in the first half, which is usually a recipe for disaster. But last night, we basically went wire to wire across the board.
We did. Charlotte outright. Washington as a dog outright. Even Minnesota came back and covered. The only game that I didn't get was that Golden State game with Green at the end of the game. That could have been a win too. But it was great. Morenci got the Bucks late and actually even sprinkled on the Lakers in the fourth quarter live. They go to overtime and win the game. Yeah, we don't have nights like that all the time, but you're right. Our horses ran wire to wire. Hockey is a different story, though. Not bad. Had the St. Louis Blues. Coyote score with 0.9 seconds left and another shootout loss to make my percentage around 22% in overtime and shootouts. It's stupid.
Last night we crushed the props in the NBA, and I almost feel like a nice glass of Toscano Anderson red wine now. After another win with Toscano Anderson. It sounds like a red wine, doesn't it?
It does. There is a wine called actually like Toro Toscano or something like that. So you're right. He does have I'm thinking a red wine from the Portuguese region around 1495 a bottle, I'm thinking.
And listen, I love the fact that Draymond heaved up that shot late in the basketball game because that's all people are talking about. They're not talking about the fact that he had 10 assists and 10 rebounds.
Exactly.
Right? So remember, the combined prop was 14 and a half. He put up 10 of each. You know, Draymond Green, guys, has 40 assists in the last three games.
Amazing.
40 assists.
That's
Draymond Green's like the best point guard in the NBA right now. Because basically all he does is pass the ball to Curry, who then scores. And once again, Curry goes over 4 3-point shots made last night. Or I should say 4.5 3-point shots made. I thought we had an early NHL game, but I guess it got postponed.
COVID. Yeah, it's done.
Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. I am Gabriel Morenci. It's game time decisions as we try to make the correct game time decisions once again after both me and Cam had a profitable night last night on the program. So we know you did as well. Unfortunately, the Philadelphia Flyers and the Washington Capitals game has been canceled this evening. I was looking forward to this contest, but we still have some NHL hockey. That game was an early start. So suddenly, Cam, the NHL doesn't start until 8:30 Eastern tonight.
No. We got a couple games earlier. We got Ottawa, Edmonton. It's the same story, right?
Yeah, I don't. You know what? I'm not counting those games because they suck so hard.
I will say this. Yeah. There's a few games.
Detroit and Florida. And you know why I say this, actually, Cam? Because, get this, NBC Sports was doing the Philadelphia-Washington game, okay? Mm-hmm. And they're doing the Philadelphia-Washington game. The game is canceled. So this is like the biggest insult of them all. Like, it's almost like you can't do this. They were going to show the first hour of the Edmonton-Ottawa game and then pull away.
That's so amateur night. Like, just don't show the game. Do like a panel for an hour. Do a pregame show. Maybe get some.
They're calling it bonus coverage. But I'm thinking, God, the suits at the office are like, dear God, NBC. They're like, I don't want to put Edmonton, Ottawa on NBC Sports. Like, can you imagine a call that went down this morning about this? Having to call the boss, like having to call Art Cardano, because someone had to do it. And go, God,
yeah.
We've got Washington and Philadelphia that just got scratched. Like, what are we going to do? All right, let's readjust. We're going to go with Edmonton and Ottawa. I wouldn't want to be the one making the call to the president of NBC, man. Hey, listen, sir. We don't have Philadelphia and Washington anymore, but we've decided to go with Edmonton and Ottawa. I can imagine the president. Ottawa? Where the hell's Ottawa? I never heard of Ottawa. What are you talking about?
Ottawa.
He's like, all right, but you better cut away when the Blackhawks game starts.
Bonus coverage. That's desperation coverage.
They're actually doing the Tampa-Nashville game. They're doing the Tampa-Nashville game. So, yeah, we do. My bad. We do have, I guess if you want to call it hockey.
We could call it hockey.
We're going to have Ottawa 7.
I'm betting
right side neck.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Topics in sports wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I am Gabriel Morenci. I'm on the grid, Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM, Channel 204. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates and our digital platforms, including everyone watching on Samsung smart TVs. I know there's a lot of you. So we're breaking it down. Donnie Wrightside steps up and in to join us. A lot of stuff to get to with Donnie, including the future of the Philadelphia Eagles quarterback situation. Donnie Wrightside steps up and in, and Donnie can't stop celebrating. He's so happy for Tom Brady that he won his seventh championship. How you doing, Donnie?
Yeah, doing good, man. Yeah, exactly. Hey, just imagine this next year. At the same time, us three will be talking about Tom Brady playing for another Super Bowl that we can cap into it. So I'm excited here, Gabe and Cam.
Normally I would discount that, but I said this last night on Sports Rage Late Night, Cam, that no team – nobody's repeated as a Super Bowl champion since Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. If there's something to drive a guy that's won seven times, like, and I said, like, imagine, like, you repeat with one team in 2004 and 5 or 3 and 4, whatever the hell, and then you do it 3 decades later, like, in the 2020s, you repeat with another team. I said, that's like AC/DC, Donnie. They set a record. Like, Back in Black was the number one record in, like, 1982. They had a number one record in, like, 2017 or something. Like, not even the Rolling Stones don't have hits anymore. They have hits, but from yesteryear. Like, AC/DC camera, like, the first band to be number one 38 years apart or something. You know what I mean? Which is, like, wow, that's pretty damn impressive. Right? Like, Tom Brady, you know what I mean? I'm not going to discount this. I drive this guy.
Here's the thing, and you guys know this too. When you win a championship as a millionaire, you start to think, okay, I got enough money for a while. I'm still going to make a lot of cake. What's my legacy? Championships. You already heard Mike Evans. I'll restructure my contract. There's going to be other guys. Tampa Bay has Barrett and all these other guys. A lot of them will go, you listen, Tom's coming back. He's got a couple more years left in him. Let's go win another championship. And these guys will work deals to make their team get under cap to keep the team there. That's what winning does. And guys are already talking about doing with Tampa Bay. I would never underestimate these guys again. If they stay healthy, they're absolutely dangerous.
I like this, Donnie. Kyle, our boy Kyle in Atlanta says, how come Brady couldn't come to Atlanta and save the Falcons? He had to go to Tampa.
Yes! Yes!
Just torturing them all the way around in that. Yeah.
Exactly.
I know. Hey, tortures you and it goes to your division. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Goes to your division.
That's horrible.
Unbelievable.
So how about this? We talked about Tom Brady's rushing yard prop. 0.5 yards, which incidentally he didn't get. So 0.5 yards. Well, you knew who talked about this prop, guys. Tom Brady talked about this prop. And this is a crazy story from the earlier in our network, the Pat McAfee show, Clyde Christensen, Tampa Bay Buccaneer quarterback coach, Clyde Christensen, says, I'll tell you a funny story from our quarterback meeting before the Super Bowl. We walk in and Brady goes, hey, I got an idea. There's a half yard over under prop for me rushing for a half yard in the Super Bowl. Here's what I'm saying. We all put in $1 million, and then the first time they're in a 2-3 technique, I'm going to gain 6 yards, and we'll just sit on it for the rest of the game.
I love it.
Oh, that's so good. You believe that?
He goes, it's only minus three.
He goes, guys, if they drop back, I'll just go for 6, and we won't do it again. We all put in $1 million. Can you imagine, Donnie? Funny. Yeah, they don't know the props. They don't know the point spreads, huh, Donnie?
No, they're reading the papers each way to try to get that money. And also, when you take a look, how smart is this, too? Because most people, the average bettor would say, well, why does he want 6 yards? He knows if he gets 6, he's going to win the game, take 3 knees, and still have a yard to spare. This is well thought out. This is well thought out.
It is.
I love it. Yeah, I wonder if it was just a joke, Cad. Is it really just a joke, Tom? Or, like, you know,
you think it's a joke. He thought this out loud because if everybody said yes, you know damn well Brady was getting that duffel bag ready to go out to Vegas.
And something like that, too. You know someone in the room's thinking, even you're not going to say anything and think, man, I'm calling my cousin, man. My cousin lives in Jersey. I'm getting in on this. I told the story a couple of weeks ago about Carl Froch. He was a boxer, retired now, but he admitted it. All the time, guys, like the total would be 6.5, 7.5 in his fight. And then, Cam, the second it would go over, like literally, like 2 seconds after the fight would officially be over the number, he'd knock your ass out. Bam, 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 bam. And they said, you know, hey, it's been a couple of times. It's right around the number, huh? And he goes, yeah, I know. He goes, yeah, I know. I tell my brother and my family. He goes, yeah. He goes, why not make some money off of this? He admitted. He goes, if I can carry it, why not? And he goes, yeah, my family bets on this. I tell my close friends and my family to take the over. And he goes, if I don't think I can do it, I don't tell him to do it. So he kind of knows, yeah, I can carry the fight with this guy for a few rounds, then I'll knock him out. So Donnie, he'll tell his brother, yeah, I'll carry this guy for 7 rounds. But if it's a tough fight, he'll say, I can't predict it. I can't call my shot. You know what I mean?
Even if it doesn't come in, it's a smart wager in a way. Yeah, go ahead.
Exactly. No, I was just going to say, the thing that makes me laugh is, like, people in the world think, like, we're stupid. Like, that streaker guy goes, I bet this and this, how much to win that? I go, you're a moron, because it's you don't think we're in the gambling world? That's a circled bet, numbnuts. That's 50 to 100 bucks, maybe 200 tops. You can't fool us. Like, honestly, like, I wish that guy came to a BU and Donnie Gabe at a restaurant and told that story. Say, you're an absolute liar. Like, you're a straight-up stooge. Like, there's no way. So, I just love these guys who think they could, like, you can't. Prop bets are hard to get, like, $500 on it in the Super Bowl, let alone a guy streaking in the Super Bowl. Get bent.
No, even if he was streaking in the Super Bowl, like, let's just say it was a profitable bet. I'm pretty sure he didn't go to the counter with, like, $6 million and have $50,000 spread on a ton of prop bets. He would go to the counter, all I have is this $50,000. I want it on the streaker. And it's going to be like, wait a second here. Come on, brother.
Exactly.
Hey, you have a hard time getting $50,000 in on a prop.
Exactly. On anything.
The only books that even have Will There Be a Streaker are the shady books in Panama and stuff like that, or et cetera, right? And and they all have writing. They won't pay you more than 50K. They don't have it. Correct. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, they don't, like, no bet. Like you said, it's like WrestleMania or something. Yeah, you can get in a couple of dimes maybe, but you're not getting in hundreds of thousands of dollars. They'll know. They'll red flag it and go, you know what? This son of a bitch is going to run on the field himself. Right? Yeah. He'll do it. Like, he'll do it himself. They're not, you know, they're not dumb. So, Donnie, what's going on right now with your Philadelphia Eagles? We hear that a deal is imminent, and it appears as though that it's the Chicago Bears. And I saw a report last night that it was a first-round pick. A Bears first-round pick, Tariq Cohen, kind of strange, Tariq Cohen and Nick Foles. That Nick Foles would be coming back to Philadelphia, Donnie. What are you hearing about this?
Yeah, it's amazing when you see it. And again, Tariq Cohen, this is the perfect, actually, athlete for our Philadelphia Eagles game. Why is that? He used to be a speed guy, blows out his knee. Perfect. We'll take him on a big contract that he just signed as well. But when we look overall at, and you try to balance it out, Nick Foles coming back, the perfect wounded animal to go after is the Chicago Bears. Why is that? Because the GM knows if they don't win this year, they are out. The head coach knows if he doesn't win this year, they're out. That's the team that you want to go after because they have no allegiance to the team outside of this year. If I'm the Chicago Bears, I lose the front office. I lose the coach. I don't trade for Wentz. I blow it up and start all over again. I don't trade for Wentz. But if there is one spot out here, Gabe and Cam, that makes sense, it's pretty clear that it's the Indianapolis Colts, Frank Reich, ready to go. Hey, look, we're going to be a good football team. Even if we draft next year, Cam and Gabe, in the first round, it's 27 or 28. If this works out, the kid's 28 years old. We can get 10 years out of this player and make multiple runs in the playoffs. That makes the most sense for both parties here.
I just don't think, Cam, that Carson Wentz is an upgrade on Trubisky. Like, if you put Carson Wentz in a perfect situation with Indianapolis, I think he could be successful. You put him with Chicago, I mean, they're going to hate him as much as they hate Trubisky.
Exactly. Now, I feel the exact same way. But I will say this, with Indianapolis, they are very close, Gabe. And it's interesting, Donnie and Gabe, we haven't talked about Eason, the kid out of Washington drafted in the fourth round. Is this guy ever, like, are they going to try to, like, work him? And Jacoby Brissett's obviously never going to be a starter. So they got to do something. He's not.
What about Jameis Winston? Jameis Winston.
That's a good. I wouldn't mind that.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
.com.
Gabe Dodgers is continuing. Hi, I'm Gabe Morenci. We're kicking at SiriusXM Channel 204, AM radio affiliates, digital platforms, TV, everything else in between. With Donnie Wrightside with us, the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. We'll get to tonight's card, just taking a look at the NFL situation. And I am intrigued by the Colts. 29-1 to win the Super Bowl next year. And I think they're close. What are they going to do about the quarterback situation? It seemed like a natural fit with Carson Wentz to be reunited with Frank Reich. Yet, I don't know. It doesn't seem like Indianapolis wants to really do business like that. And I wonder if they think, if the rumors are true, and they were just sort of whispers, but that Andrew Luck was considering maybe coming back and to the Indianapolis Colts. So that's something to keep our eye on. Maybe, you know, maybe they think, all right, we're going to get Luck back. Let's not do anything crazy here, which would be a real bombshell and blockbuster news if that happens. Yet I also wonder, where else do they go? You know, to me, listen, Jameis Winston is somebody that I would have as my quarterback. You know what I mean? I think that Jameis Winston could be a good quarterback in the NFL. He's better than like half these guys in the damn league, right? So he's intriguing, but I think the Saints are going to make a play to keep him if they lose Drew Brees. I don't think they're really going to go with Taysom Hill. So if you're Indianapolis, what are you going to do? You know, what are you going to do? You're not getting Deshaun Watson from your division rival. What are you going to do? And is this crazy that I say this out loud? But I never thought I'd say this about this guy. But at this point, Cam and Donnie, can Ryan Fitzpatrick lead the Indianapolis Colts camp. Out of the guys that are out there, they need somebody.
Well, you know what? That's a really intriguing question. And let's actually think about this one. Ryan Fitzpatrick.
He's a free agent.
Yes, and his interceptions were down. Miami had the worst receiving core in the league. They got Devontae Parker and Gesicki as a tight end and nobody else. All their other guys are.
And another thing is better than Rivers at this point, in my opinion.
And they have no running game, and he still did well. Like, you saw Miami's running game. They had Laird and Gaskin and all these other guys there. You know, Ahmed, who are these guys? So he actually made a lot of good throws with not a great running back committee, not great receivers. Indianapolis has Jonathan Taylor and good receivers. It's kind of scary, actually. You know what? I would take if you're Indianapolis, you have to take a shot. Never even had his name on my mind, Gabe. You got me thinking. Yeah, you're right. Like, what, Fitzpatrick, Rivers? Rivers can't even get the ball down the field. Fitzpatrick might throw picks, but he's got a better arm.
What do you think, Donnie, of the Colts quarterback situation?
Yeah, it's interesting to bring up Fitzpatrick because he still does have football left in the tank, and I think any competent quarterback on that football team is going to make the playoffs, which means you have a legitimate chance to go after a Super Bowl. It's kind of interesting you say that because also, let's not forget, Fitzpatrick won't be all that expensive if he comes, and you have a lot of money under the salary cap in Indianapolis. They make one or two moves to get a standout tight end or a big-time wide receiver. That's a really good football team from front office to head coaches to assistant coaches to football players on the field. That's a really good point by you for Fitzpatrick. All you need is a veteran. Even the owner said, we are a ready-made football team that needs a veteran quarterback. He would fit that and make a run. And boy, wouldn't it be fun to cheer for Fitzmagic in Indianapolis next year? It'd be great.
And, you know, like I said, with Frank Reich, they can limit the turnovers. They, you know, hand the ball off. He was 4-3 as Cam stated too. The Dolphins, you know, they have a good, well-coached team, but not a ton of offensive talent. And I just throw it out there because if you're the Colts, you have to do something. And Ryan Fitzpatrick's out there, and it's a great point, Donnie. He won't cost. Like, you don't have to give him $25 million.
Exactly.
So suddenly you get a competent quarterback. Look, dude, they nearly beat the Buffalo Bills with Phillip Rivers.
And no compensation. You don't have to trade for him. No compensation.
Yes. Don't tell me with Fitzpatrick they can't win games. You know what I mean? Like, they can't. Frank Reich's a great coach. He's a great coach. I'm just throwing it out there. Because I don't see him. I don't see Jameis Winston there. I think Winston will be a Saint. And Fitzpatrick is flying under the radar right now. Yeah, he's 39 years old. Get him for, I don't know, $12 million, $10, $12 million. You know what I mean? $8 million, whatever. And you save yourself some money, and you got a guy that you can win games with.
Short contract, too. You know he's at the end of the line. You don't have to sign him to a long-term deal, nice and quick. You know, one or two. Let's rock.
But there's all kinds of crazy talk out there that the Colts like Sam Darnold. Washington reportedly wants Sam Darnold. That if the Jets are going to deal Darnold, Washington said, call us.
I got to be honest with you, Morency. I would rather take Taylor Heinicke over Sam at this point. Like, are you kidding me? That kid's got a heart of gold, and he played great against the Bucs. You're telling me Sam Darnold? Holy geez, man. He's football
Sam,
guys.
I don't
know how they get these jobs.
No, I don't think he would be successful in Washington. That's a good point you bring up, Cam. If he goes to San Francisco with an elite coaching staff, Indianapolis with an elite coaching staff, I think he can be a decent NFL quarterback, but he's not the guy you want to go to Washington with and start over. I would rather have Tyler Heinicke already in the lineup and saying he's cheap.
Yes.
Let's see what he is. And also, if it doesn't work out, let's tank again and get a top pick, get our quarterback
exactly.
And move forward.
Exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
You're thinking right, Cam.
We should be GMs, all of us. We can sit there drunk and make better decisions. These guys, Sam Darnold to Washington, joke.
Yeah.
You kidding me?
NFL GMs do dumb things all the time.
They do.
Someone just traded two first round picks, another pick, and Jared Goff for Matthew Stafford.
That's a lot of picks.
That's why now all these teams are like, wow, that's what Stafford got. All right, let's put it out there that our guy's available, right? Let's see what we can get for our guy if they're going to give up that. If I was the Falcons, I would trade Matt Ryan tomorrow.
I agree.
Supposedly San Francisco want him. Shanahan wants him. And it'd be other teams that would say, oh, yeah, let's get Matt Ryan. Like, Indianapolis would be all over Matt Ryan.
If Matt Ryan went to Indianapolis with that line, I am betting them to win the Super Bowl because he can play with that line. He can.
Yep. And they're already used to a weak arm quarterback. They'll fit right in Indianapolis.
Exactly.
But I really believe it. When you hear all these stories that, like, oh, yeah, there's 16 teams that don't want their quarterback. It's crazy.
It never used to be like that. It never used to be like that in the NFL.
Never. Yeah.
Like, look, Denver openly throwing Drew Lock on the bus. Like, they're publicly saying, yeah. Like, you got a quarterback, we'll trade you. You want him, we'll trade you. Right? Like, there's these teams, and they're not hiding it. Like, Derek Carr with the rate. Like, we go down the list. Jimmy G. Like, how many quarterbacks, Cam, are going to bed every night? Not very comfortable. Like, Jimmy G. Like, are you the quarterback?
And with huge contracts.
Denver basically threw you right. They threw Lock under the bus. They said, Drew Lock is a... He's a nice talent, but Deshaun Watson's a game changer. One of those special core. It's basically saying, get rid of Lock, bring in Watson, and
next time to get Stafford.
Yeah, exactly.
Carolina tried to trade. So Carolina tried to trade Bridgewater.
Like a throwing. Like it's for Bridgewater. Yeah. It was a throwing game. That's what they played it off as. Like, oh, we're throwing Teddy Bridgewater as well. Wow.
Yeah. Denver's already given up on Lock. They're like, oh yeah, you can have him if you want him. The Jets are playing it close to the vest, but you know they're open for business. It hasn't worked with Sam Darnold. They have to move forward. I mean, if I'm the Jets, I'm going all in on Deshaun Watson. It's dude, when was the last time a player of Deshaun Watson's caliber like willingly want to be a New York Jet?
Where do you think he ends up?
Joe Namath? I think he's going to end up staying in Houston.
I actually thought the Matthew Stafford trade hurt the value of Watson because the amount that they gave up for Stafford, if you're Houston, you can't trade him for anything less than that. So now we're talking three first rounders, and now you're saying, wow, can he even be moved because he's that good? But then again, he's that expensive. It's crazy.
Word is they said three first round picks and two defensive starters under the age of 25.
Sorry, I'm gonna have to pass on your offer.
And they said start. Like basically they want to pluck your best DB. They're gonna pick like we'll take like that 22-year-old, that 24-year-old and three picks.
Man.
No, and I say don't let the door hit you on the way out. Beat it.
Knowing the Jets, they'll make that move, and Deshaun Watson will end up blowing his knee out and be like, that's the Jets, and gave up the
quarterback. Oh yeah. If I'm Houston, I'll be like, yeah, give us that safety kid out of Cal. What's his name? He's good. That rookie kid this year. You know what I'm talking about, the safety.
Yeah.
He was the rookie.
Yeah, Austin. He's out of Cal.
Austin Davis. Is it Austin?
There you go. Yes, correct.
Yeah, Davis. Austin Davis.
Yeah.
So he's a good player, that kid. He's mean. Right? He's good. He's a good young player. I'd say I'd throw in last year's second round pick that you took, that good safety. And we'll take that Quinnen Williams kid you took from Bama 2 years ago. And, you know, you give us three picks. And no one can do it, Donnie. No one can do it. Like, if I was the Jets, I would. Because if I'm the Jets, I've had top five picks every year and we still suck. So I'd say, all right, whatever. Let's just bite it. Because Allen Robinson keeps tweeting he wants to go to the Jets if Deshaun goes there, right?
Oh, boy.
The Jets have so much capital that do you trade it all and get the quarterback even though you're not ready to win? To me, it's one of those moves where if you're the 49ers and say, we are built to win now, our window is the next 3 to 4 years, we'll give away three first-round picks, which, again, we assume will be 28, 29, or 30. We're going to make a run at this thing.
But when you look at it.
It's crazy.
Like you guys said,
that's the team that actually
smart GMs. Smart GMs, you're like, I'm not doing that, right? No, you've got to get a bad team to do it, guys. Like, Cam, you just said, who are these idiots? Well, some of them are. Yeah. It doesn't take much. Like, look, Pace traded up to get Trubisky when no one was taking him. Imagine John
and then traded for
like, laughing his ass off. Like, going, you're going to, I'm not even taking this guy. Sure. Oh, yeah, give me your pick. Give me your first.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for The New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public would be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, That's great too, because where you get your information matters.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
First rounder. Sure.
Yeah, you guys said it. Nothing's out of bounds right now. You saw the story today with Russell Wilson. Like, it's like Seattle's taking calls. Like, everybody's open for business in today's NFL, man. I know he's probably not going to go anywhere, but you give me a good enough package, we're listening.
Yep.
Everyone's not my guy, Josh Allen. Not for sale.
No, he's not for sale.
No. I'm not for sale. We're hanging on to him.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decision continues. I am Gabriel Morenci. We're kicking it with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, and Donnie Wrightside, SBR in the house, Wrightside VP on Twitter. So you know what? We got so caught up in the football, that Syracuse game. Syracuse and NC State snuck up on us. I tell you what, Syracuse are 1-5 on the road, guys. What do you make of this game, Cam? Any opinion on this game? Just tipped off. It's 4-2 early for NC State.
Yeah, I would lean NC State right now on FanDuel. They're minus $1.52, 2.5, total 148.5. I have a small lean to NC State, and I got sidetracked too, Gabe. I'm very mad at myself right now. I thought South Carolina getting 6.5 against Alabama was a good spot. They're out 14-5. It's early, but they're out of the gate hot. I love the Gamecocks today. Alabama's kind of coming back to earth a little bit too. They're good at home, but I don't know. This game had trap written all over it. I told Donnie during the break there, I was just like, you know, sometimes I overthink things in the NCAA. Just make the damn bets. Like, it's unbelievable. I left Notre Dame off the table today, too.
Donnie, Eddie, what's your opinion on the college card tonight?
Yeah, I was a road warrior in a lot of these games. I actually like Syracuse with the 2.5 points in that one, but the Alabama game was interesting. It was a lot of points for Alabama. If you're going season long with Alabama, that looks like a blowout, but losers of 2 of 3 looking to just right the ship. I think taking the points in that one was a good one. One of the big games tonight, West Virginia and Texas Tech. I actually like the road warrior in this one. I'm going to take West Virginia getting the 6.5 points against Texas Tech.
I agree.
You know, you look at these teams and they played – they played like last week, 10 days ago. What was it? January the 25th, 88-87 West Virginia victory, close basketball game. And these teams are just so evenly matched that I'm surprised the number is what it is, especially after considering they just played and it was a 1 point game. You know, Texas Tech started to turn it up a little bit right now, 7-3 straight up in their last 10 games, but just 3-7 against the number. You know, West Virginia coming to this matchup 5-5 against the number. I like the over of this game. West Virginia have been an over machine, man. They played 18 games, 12 of them, 12-6 to the over. People think of Texas Tech and you think defense, but, you know, we're not asking too much for this game to get into the high 60s, into the 70s, which is generally the territory that they play. If you look at West Virginia, 91-79 against Kansas, 76-72 against Iowa State. They put up 165 points against Florida. The Texas Tech game, 88-87. It's a big discrepancy, Donnie. I get it. I'm not saying it's going to be 88-87 again, but, man, they put up a ton of points the last time they played, and you got a $1.41 tonight.
No, I agree with you. And also, when you take a look at both of these teams, what they like to do, West Virginia shoots the three very well. Texas Tech lets you shoot it. And if you are a gambler, we know if you get hot from three and all we're talking about is, you know, 10 made threes in one ball game to shift it, you're going to get points piled up quickly. I agree with that take from you, Gabe.
140.5 right now, this total. We can get there, guys. Yep. You know what I mean? Like, we can get there. Get into the 70s, the high 60s. We get there. We get this number. Cam, West Virginia getting 6.5 points. Totals 140.5.
Yeah, West Virginia's been good to us in the Kansas game, the first one over the weekend. These guys are just, they're starting to right the ship with Huggy Bear. They started off really good, and then they went into a lull, and I think this team's getting it back. I like the way they play. They're gritty. They're scrappy. They can pound you inside. Texas Tech, you're right, Gabe. Points will be, this is a game where both offenses should shine. I do lean to the over, and I lean with Donnie to the Mountaineers plus 6.5. I have another one to ask you guys about. I find an interesting game tonight. Arkansas and Kentucky, the Wildcats laying 1.5 in this spot. What do we do here? Is Arkansas the play, or I got an interesting line?
Well, I'm with you on this game. Sometimes, and we talk about overthinking things, I don't think Kentucky is very good. I see the line movement. We're opened up Arkansas, a small favorite. Now we're taking a look at FanDuel, minus that 1.5 range. I don't think Kentucky's good to win, so I'm not going to take Kentucky to win this game, which means I'm going to lean on the small road dog. Because when you look, losers of 6 of 7, you got Cal flying up to the John Chaney funeral, flying back. He's having tears with his players who aren't playing. Give me Arkansas in this game. I just don't think Kentucky's very good.
Donnie Wrightside kicking it with us. It's amazing. Yeah, the history between Chaney and Calipari comes full circle when it was all said and done. And, you know, before Chaney passed away, when he did an interview, and not right before, it was a couple of years ago, but they asked him, any regrets? Any regrets with the way that you handled the Calipari situation? And he said, he got serious, and he said, yeah. He said, I actually regret the language that I used with Calipari. He goes, I shouldn't have said anything and just beat the crap out of him in the parking lot after.
That's great.
He didn't say crap. He didn't say crap, but he was joking, yeah. Right? They became buddies after as the years went on. He just said, yeah, I should have threatened him. I should have just done it. That's what he said. He said, I shouldn't have said anything. I should have just like beat the crap out of him in the parking lot after. But let's talk about a big matchup tonight in the NBA. Two red-hot basketball teams. Your Philadelphia 76ers, Donnie. I tell you what, I love the Doc Rivers hiring when it happened. And I said, I remember they were like 33-1 to win the title. I was like, man, it was a pretty fat odds. Doc Rivers can get the best out of players, especially his first few years with the team. And we're seeing this right now. I'll tell you what, guys, say what you will about Joel Embiid, but he's really matured. He's matured in all ways. You know, people used to criticize him because he would be hurt all the time. He's on the floor for the most part every night, and he's dominating. He's an MVP candidate, Donnie. Joel Embiid is playing MVP caliber basketball this year.
Yeah, you know what's scary about this, Gabe? When you take a look at the Philadelphia 76ers, he is the linchpin. He's playing so well, but you brought up a great point. We're expecting the bottom to fall out. Oh, it's a long NBA season. That knee flares up. He gets to the playoffs. Yeah. Even against your Toronto Raptors, where he had the stomach flu for a game. It always seems to creep up at the worst times, but playing good basketball right now. And also to your point on getting Doc Rivers, for once, we don't line up every night like we did with Brett Brown, and we are out-coached by the other team. It's nice to have a calming influence where it's a one-point game in the final minutes. We know we can get a play drawn up on the sideline that actually works for once. It's great to have Doc Rivers in town in Philly.
You know what's amazing, Cam? The Philadelphia 76ers, of course, have been known for the massive dichotomy between home and away, right? So they're 11-2. This year, they're 6-5. They were struggling earlier on the road this year, but they've started to string it together here a little bit as of late. Pretty impressive, actually. They've won their last three road games, albeit, you know, okay, not against great competition. They beat the Minnesota Timberwolves. They beat the Pacers, who are struggling, and they beat Charlotte. But I still give them credit. But then, Donnie, they're flat against Portland. That was a bad loss against Portland. Then they beat Brooklyn. So they're 5-1 straight up in their last six games. So we're done. We're done pumping the tires of the Philadelphia 76ers, Cam, leading in, because I know Cammy's going to love the Sacramento Kings tonight getting points. The Red Hot Sacramento Kings. The Red Hot winners of four straight. Winners of seven of their last eight basketball games.
I love them, Gabe. I love the way Sacramento covers spreads. You call them Cavs, Cam's Cavs? They cover. Stewart's Sacramento. That's right. I'm going SS with Sacramento tonight. I like them Cam's outright. King. I'll take the points. Philadelphia's hot. Yeah, Cam's Kings now. Hello. I love the Sacramento Kings. I told you, Harrison Barnes is playing better. The Halliburton kid is money in the bank. The efforts there. It is a tough matchup against Philadelphia. How do I say no to the points with Sacramento in this game? I think they can win outright. I'll take the 5. It was 5.5. It's down to 5. That concerns me a bit. I was hoping people would bet on Philly, but I'm still taking Sacramento.
I'm surprised, Donnie. Not a lot of respect for the Sacramento Kings, huh? From the betting market here in the number. What's your take on this? I'm like 5 points, a lot of points to be laying against a team at 7-1 in their last 8 games.
No, it is one of those games where I take a look at specifically with FanDuel. You can bet the first half because it's one of those things I truly believe in. If the Sixers are going to come to play tonight on the road, they're going to have a very good effort in the first half. If they are winning at the half and covering, I think they can carry it all the way through. I don't want to be left holding the bag in the last couple minutes of a close game where a three goes down or a foul shot goes down, because the five is a pretty big number. Meaning what? To cash the ticket, we got to win by six. Give me the first half. Give me the Sixers up by a few points. If they are, I think they win full game, but I'm not trusting it first half. 76ers, Cam. How about that?
Joel Embiid. Yes, Donnie. Joel Embiid's prop tonight is 30.5 points. I missed out on the overnight 29.5. I know. Get this, though. He scored 31 or more points in 4 straight games and in 7 of his last 8. Like, that's what I'm saying. He's MVP. Like, this is MVP type stuff. The guy's dropping 34 on a nightly basis.
Yep.
He's playing great basketball. But like Donnie said, they're a tough audience in Philly, huh? I pop up. I'm even a Raptor guy. I'm like, Joel Embiid's playing great. Donnie's like, yeah, we're waiting for the ball.
Cam, he's going to get hurt. Yep. Could be tonight.
Yeah. People in Philly, no. Let's see him doing the playoffs. You're right, though. You're right. They've got to prove. They've got to get it done. Like, you're right, Donnie. Yeah. Regular season, 30 points a night in December isn't going to impress anybody in Philly.
Hey, Dave, remember we talked about the eye test?
Doubles don't work in the playoffs. Yep. Yeah.
Exactly. And remember we talked about the eye test, Gabe, when we both watched the Phoenix Suns play the Raptors, and there was something that game, and they went on that Tootsie Roll run. They were on fire for like 8 games after that. The same thing happened. I was watching Sacramento play, and I'm like, man, these guys, like, you watch a lot of NBA. They're working, getting boards, like hustling on both ends, and they're on this hot streak. They're covering numbers. They're winning games. I don't know what's going on there, but, man, they look like a totally different team now. I like betting these guys. They've been great to me lately.
Listen, before we get Donnie out of here, we got a couple of minutes left with Donnie Wrightside. Always fun when Donnie kicks it with us. There's been a lot of talk about who the greatest is. Jordan, LeBron, Brady, Gretzky, Serena Williams, Michael Phelps. There's been a big debate yet. I saw something on Twitter today that actually nails it. If we can get this up, guys. I think this says it all right here. Tom Brady versus Bret the Hitman Hart.
Hitman all day.
Seven world titles, tail of the tape.
Yep.
WWE tag team titles, Bret Hart 3, Tom Brady none. None. Intercontinental championships, Bret Hart 2, Tom Brady none. Never won an Intercontinental Championship. WWE Hall of Famer, nope, not you, Tom Brady. Nope. Seven championships, it's a debate, but I think Bret the Hitman Hart is the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be.
And Tom Brady never had a Montreal screw job either, so that throws it into the
exactly. And right, Gabe, you work with me. I'm Jim the Ant Hitman Hart's illegitimate son, Donnie. Love the Hart Foundation.
I was there that night for the Montreal
screw job. Did you work
that?
That's great. That's great.
That's so good.
There was nearly a riot. Like, it came close. Like, I thought, oh, yeah. Like, it started. People were throwing things at Shawn Michaels and stuff. And even I got carried away. Like, basically, like, even all of our section, I had good seats, and it started, and everyone were like, let's go down there. Everyone, like, the security stopping everyone from going down there. Because we saw Bret Hart spit on Vince McMahon. I'm like, man, this isn't part of it. Like, we can tell, like, yeah, this isn't part of it. Like, Vince just got spit on. Bret Hart, like, I was right there. I see Bret Hart spit on him. I'm like, this is crazy. And I hate Shawn Michaels with a passion, too. Not a Shawn Michaels fan. Not, you know, just a sexy boy. It's funny.
Yeah.
Like, he was the one wrestler over the years. I guess he did his job, because I literally would, like, to punch him in the face. I'm like, God. Man, me and my buddies were so mean. And we were so hardcore. I don't know if you guys know, but Shawn Michaels got his neck broken in a bar fight in Syracuse years ago. Mm. So every time he came to town, me and my buddies used to chant, Syracuse, Syracuse.
I never liked Shawn Michaels.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 1,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Either his shtick was not for me, but let's give him credit. Like his leg kicks and his repertoire and the very talented sweet guy. He's just not my cup of tea.
The sweet chin music.
Yeah, sweet chin music. Fantastic.
Sweet chin music. Thanks, Donnie. Always a pleasure.
Have a good one, Donnie. Good luck with your bets tonight.
See you next Tuesday. Later. Yeah.
See you, Donnie.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Continues. I am Gabriel Marinsky, kicking it with a raging redhead. Cam Stewart, thanks to Donnie Wrightside for joining us on the program. All right, Cam, so we got an NBA game coming up at 7 o'clock here.
Yep.
It's a weird one though, and the number keeps plummeting. I was thinking about the Detroit Pistons overnight last night. Dude, it was 8.5. It was like 8.5 yeah. points, 9 points or something. Then suddenly it was 6.5. Now it's 5.5.
Yeah. Yeah, we know what, Gabe? I made a big mistake, too. When I was up last night and looking at that line, I liked Detroit, and I still like it now. Yeah, I'm a moron. I didn't click because I lost that St. Louis game, and I got all rattled and had to tape a hockey show, but I should have just done it before that. I like the Detroit Pistons. Get the half point to 6. I think they show up. I don't trust Brooklyn, and it's not going to be a huge play for me, a small play, but I'm going to put maybe a quarter unit, half unit down on the Pistons. I got to think about it. I actually think they can cover this game and maybe win a tight one. I don't trust Brooklyn to cover these numbers. I just don't.
You know what? This is good news, actually. Some late news. Good stuff. So Wayne Ellington will play this evening. DeLon Wright will play this evening. There were some question marks about this. So they've got Wright and Ellington back. Ellington, of course, was our man when it was coming to the three-point props. But we've got two games coming up here. I'm going to go over the last-minute props, and we'll see. We still got about 10 minutes before tip-off. What are you doing with these early hockey games, Cam?
I'm going to be crazy here, Gabe, and I had Edmonton in parlays. I'm going to the Ottawa Senators at +1.5, -142. I think it's a tight game. I talked to Haynes earlier. He's like, I can't bet on the Senators. I can. Edmonton barely beat them the last game. I think Ottawa puts their best foot forward. Not a huge play. Second game, Florida Panthers in regulation and in parlays. It's a revenge spot. The Detroit Red Wings beat them 4-1. On Super Bowl Sunday. I think the Panthers come back and get it done tonight. I don't want to lay $1.95, so I'll take them in regulation and I'll take them in parlays. Give me the Florida Panthers.
So Wayne Ellington came back and he struggled in the one game that he played. His three-point prop tonight is 2.5. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a track meet game. It's going to be a track meet game. There's going to be plenty of opportunities to take it. Go over 2.5 for Ellington.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.